This is going on for a long time, but it has escalated. Like, there's been a lot of demonstrations from many different unions. You know, it's not like it's not one union on its own. And like, I was at one there 2 weeks ago up outside Sligo University Hospital. It's that the HSC, there is this kind of de facto embargo on staff. Like, so there's, in theory, the staff or the embargo has been lifted on the recruitment of HSC staff, but it hasn't. There's like the, there's loads of people, there's loads of vacancies or positions that aren't being filled. Like, someone that's gone off maternity leave, someone that's retired, they're not being filled. So on numbers, it looks like there is a lot of recruitment going into HSC staff, and where in actual fact there's not. There's people that are currently working within the HSC are really struggling. Within the healthcare sector are really struggling because they're overworked and they're doing more work for less. So I think that, you know, I'm calling here because the buck keeps getting pushed around. It's first of all, it's the blame for the HSC. Then the HSC are saying it's actually the Department of Health. Then the Department of Health is saying it's the Department of Public Expenditure. When in reality, like, patient care is suffering, and also the work levels of staff. Like, I mean, this is across the board. This is from nurses, doctors, you know, like, it's all the healthcare staff from all CURO, you know, the Association of all the different healthcare practitioners, that includes dietitians, physios, social workers, all this team, they are all saying like that they need to be, first of all, the unions need to be consulted around staffing. Like, we all know that things are understaffed. We know that there's a crisis in the health system. But like, even I think that even people at managerial level here are saying their hands are being tied. So I just think it's being pushed off, that, and it's one of these other things that have been kicked down the road waiting for another election.
And ultimately, it's down to one of them taking
responsibility
for it. Do you foresee another winter of chaos ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if there's not enough, if people are in trolleys because there's not enough beds, and you need staff to man beds. So unless the HSC do put out these figures saying, you know, there's been loads of money into recruitment, but in reality there's not. I mean, there is a lot of services being contracted out to private agencies as well, which isn't good enough. You know, that's okay. This is there's a lot of taxpayers' money goes into the health service. And, you know, like, at one stage, you know, we're gone back to the state that the HSC was set up, the health boards were abolished, now the HSC is set up, and now we're going back to this again. Like, they have more of a regional based approach, and which I welcome, but that's from the implementation of Sláintecare. But the last Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments are not implementing Sláintecare. There's a lot of talk about it, but they're not implementing it.